so mild. What religion were you brought up in as a child?
I was taught that we are all Israelites and that I'm a daughter of Zion.
So, Ma, could you explain what a Zion
is in Jerusalem?
Okay.
In the biblical days.
What do you mean by biblical days?
Bible days.
And can you explain what the Bible days were?
No, because I wasn't from the Bible days. I'm just saying that's where
it came from.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, would you say that you would be considered a Jew?
I'm not a Jew. This is the way I was raised. I was taught that that's the religion that you should follow if you want to make it to the promised land.
What do you think of the promised land?
I guess I believe that it's a possibility that it does exist. And if you do right by God and right by people in general, keep the morals and don't commit any major sins, you might go there once you die. But I can't say I believe that once you die, you're going to go to heaven or hell. I don't know, because nobody never died and came back and told me where they went.
That's true.
I don't believe it, really. I don't know. I think if you die, you die, and that's the end of it.
But you believe it because your mother, well, my grandmother led you to believe that when you were a child. She told you.
In life, I guess, you know, you think. You would want to think that once your loved ones pass, that they're in a happier place. So, for that reason, I might believe in it.
Do you think that heaven will be a happier place when you eventually die?
I don't believe you go to heaven. I don't believe that there is a heaven.
Okay.
I don't believe there's a heaven where people go to live. I believe it is a heaven where God lives. But I don't believe when you die, you go there, whether you was good or bad. I do believe that your soul may be at peace, whether you did good or bad.
So when you say your soul at peace, do you mean like it'll be put to rest and all of your worries will be gone when you die?
Right.
Okay. Do you think that came from the Jewish custom, or you just believe that once you die that
everything... That probably came from part of the religion and just part of life altogether.
What are you supposed to do in a Jewish religion anyway?
What do you mean what are you supposed to do?
Are you supposed to be doing anything every day? Like when you were a child, did you do anything every day? Like
you're supposed to keep the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day was Friday sundown to Saturday sunup. So you're supposed to go to church on that day and be with the congregation and worship the Lord on that day. You're not supposed to work on that day. You're not supposed to do any hard labor on the day of the Sabbath.
So you said that's Friday or?
It's Friday sundown to Saturday sunup.
Okay. You went there when you were a child, right?
Yes.
Did you like it? Like, was
no, I did not like it. Most children don't like to go to church.
What did the children do there? Did you guys just sit like in Christian
just
church?
Sit and read from the Bible. Yeah, it's similar to a Christian church. You just sit and read from the Bible and you sing songs.
Does your Lord have a name or is he just the Lord?
My Lord is just the Lord. This is God.
Okay. Are you saying now, like from you when you're a child, did your Lord? Because I know that now you say
he was the Lord. He was God.
Okay. Was there a specific time when you stopped being Jewish?
When I left to live on my own, I think because I was already in, I was already used to observing certain days, like the Sabbath day. I think in the beginning, I still kept the Sabbath day within my own household until I just stopped believing that I had to do that to have a relationship with God. So eventually as an adult, I just stopped.
Well, did grandma take it a certain way when you start when you stopped being Jewish?
Yeah, she told me that's going to hell.
sounds like something my dad would say.
Actually, it's gonna burn.
It's not actually. It sounds like it is what my dad said. He said that each one of my dad tried to get my grandma to go to and he doesn't want her to burn a hellfire. And that's what basically what you're saying.
But he don't know what's going to happen in the end. Because he never went to the end and came back. So nobody knows what's going to happen when you die.
Oh,
they just assume they know.
And all we can say is that the only truth that matters is these books that have been taken from a long time ago.
The books that another human being wrote.